And so what he's going to do now is he's going to use examples from the Holocaust to help kind of make this point with regard to pain and suffering.
He's going to take the easy example.
Right. And so he says the 20th century was the bloodiest in history, right? Millions. Some people say 100 million or so people died during the 20th century as a result of all these evil people, godless people, right? The Holocaust, he says, which nearly wiped out Europe's Jewish population, serves, he tells us, as a testament to the depths of depravity to which humanity has stooped. Yet some distinctive Christian responses to those heart-wrenching atrocities typified, you know, by the Nazis do not involve shows of force or retribution. So that's what we would think, right? Let's fight back. Let's, you know, pay them back. Let's get, you know, get after them and that sort of thing. He says, no, some of the responses don't show this. Rather, believers obtain an exceptional brand of strength through weakness and humble dependence on the transforming grace of Christ's gospel. Right. So he wants to consider three ways in which this distinctive brand of grace that we saw during the Holocaust was exemplified at this time. And so he's going to give us three examples of this.
Right. All right. So the first one is showing mercy to victims.
Showing mercies to victims. Right.
That makes sense. The first people that you think should have
should
the
have mercy are the folks victim. Who
are the ones that who are hurt.
Yeah.
All right, so first, transforming grace was exemplified by showing mercy to victims of Nazi terror. A forgotten village in France named La Chambron was populated by Huguenots, Reformed Protestant Christians, tracing their roots to the 16th century Reformation. The villagers were led by their pastor, André Trachme, who organized a rescue operation to hide and save thousands of Jewish children and adults. They did this while eluding the watchful eye of the local Nazi SS and their collaborators in the Vichy government. The whole village risked annihilation if their plot was discovered. But why? I mean, why rescue Jewish people?
Especially when you're already safe. They're not after you.
Yeah,
there's
after
no
you.
Good reason to do this. You know, you're out of the deal. You're protected.
Right.
And yet you're going out and helping these people. You're showing grace. Why in the world would you do that?
Right.
And so this is his first example of grace in the Holocaust, right? Mm-hmm. This ability by grace to put your own self in their position. In fact, literally, if you're caught, you would be in their position, right? And do what you can to help these people who are suffering.
Right. And these aren't their neighbors. They're not their family. They're not people that they're extolling money from. They're doing this because of what their faith is telling them. This is a wrong thing happening to a persecuted people. And we have the joy of knowing that this life isn't the end of it. Mm. And if we can give our life for another, that's exemplifying what Christ did on the cross. Even to people that hated him, he forgave them on the cross. Father, forgive them for they know not what they do. It's a saying that's said over not just the elect or the disciples only. It's said over the Romans, it's said over the Jewish leaders that have hounded him for all these years. And so through that example, we can see an example here in Le Chambon.
Yeah. All right, so that's the first one, right? Showing mercy to victims.